Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever is on your mind. The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160 if you'd like to join in the conversation during this 3-hour live nationally broadcast over the radio, plus a bunch of internet streams, both on camera and in audio, etc. and so on. Captain's Log, Stardate 11282021. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
So we have some fun things to talk about, but before we get to that,
we're not going to start with the fun stuff?
We're not. No, actually, we're going to start with something just slightly less fun. I bumped up against this because I have a fascination with vernacular. That is words, right? I'm a bit of a wordsmith.
You're a big fan of the portmanteaus.
I am a big fan of the portmanteau. And for those of you who weren't listening to last night's program, I have invented a new portmanteau, and I'm releasing it into the wild for you all to use however you see fit. It is simply propagandemic.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Yes, it's the word propaganda and the word pandemic. You put them together, it's a propagandemic.
So that goes in line with the scamdemic or the plandemic.
Yes.
Now we've got the propagandemic.
Yes, I think mine's better just because it has more syllables.
Okay.
But that,
I mean, you win the Scrabble match.
More points that way. Do portmanteaus count in Scrabble? I wonder if you could play.
Depends
a match
who you
of,
ask.
I wonder if you could play a match of Scrabble that's nothing but portmanteaus.
That would be difficult. I would anticipate that being difficult.
Yeah.
For a while, I had the official Scrabble dictionary.
There's an okay. All right.
Yeah.
Second edition. It's gone up since then, but I basically like study the Q's and X's, so that if that time ever came up, like I would have a weird word that no one would believe is a word.
Sure.
I'm like right here in the dictionary, I've got the official Scrabble dictionary right here. It is in there.
He's got the page flagged and everything.
Right.
He's ready.
It does bookmarks. Q's and X's, man. That was it.
Okay, so what I'm about to read to you is from the American Heart Association Journal.org, AHAjournal.org. This is from the American Heart Association. If you don't understand some of these words, that's fine. Just I'll let you know when I'm reading the conclusion so you can get the gist of why I'm even reading this at all. Abstract. Our group has been using the PLUS cardiac test, a clinically validated measurement of multiple protein biomarkers, which generates a score predicting the 5-year risk of a new acute coronary syndrome, ACS. The score is based on changes from the norm of multiple protein biomarkers, including IL-16, a pro-inflammatory cytokine, soluble FAS, an inducer of apoptosis, and hepatocyte growth factor, HGF, which serves as a marker for chemotaxis of T cells into epithelium and cardiac tissue, among other markers. Elevation above the norm increases the PULS score, while decreases below the norm lowers the PULS score. The score has been measured every 3 to 6 months in our patient population for 8 years. Recently, with the advent of the mRNA COVID-19 vaccines, referred to as VAC or VAXs from here on out in the article, by Moderna and Pfizer, dramatic changes in the PULS score became apparent in most patients.
I'm just glad Nikki's over here nodding her head like she understands what's being said.
I tried to bring this to the show one other time, and I was like, I got to wait till Nikki's here because she has some you know, medical background. This report summarizes those results. A total of 566 patients aged 28 to 97 had a new PULS test drawn from 2 to 10 weeks following the second COVID shot and was compared to the previous PULS score drawn 3 to 5 months previously pre-shot. Baseline IL-16 increased from 35 over 20 above the norm to 82.75 above the norm post-vac. SFAS increased from 22 over 15 above the norm to 46.24 above the norm post-vax. HGF increased from 42 over 12 above the norm to 86 over 31 above the norm post-vax. These changes resulted in an increase in the PULS score from 11% 5-year ACS risk to 25% 5-year ACS risk. At the time of this report, these changes persist for at least 2.5 months post-second dose of the vaccine. Okay, so that's a whole bunch of medical terminology and some things that I'm not even quite sure I'm saying appropriately. There's an equation-looking thing in there that I'm not, you know, that kind of thing. But here is the important part, right, because they end with a summary.
The TLDR.
We conclude that the mRNA vaccines dramatically increase inflammation of the endothelium and T-cell infiltration of cardiac muscle and may account for the observations of increased thrombosis, cardiomyopathy, and other vascular events following vaccination. That's a long way of saying that all of the uptick that we've been hearing about, we're hearing about soccer players dropping on the soccer field, we're hearing about otherwise healthy people now having heart condition problems. They are saying, the American Heart Association here is saying, that we conclude that the mRNA vaccine is to blame.
Interesting.
From the American Heart Association itself.
I think that's the most interesting part.
Yes.
Because you would think that they would be part of that propagandemic machine.
So this is my prediction. They did research on this, and they are reporting on the research because they're trying to help, right?
Yeah.
And I think somebody is going to contact them. Maybe that's Dr. Fauci or his people. Maybe that's the U.S. government. Maybe that's Moderna or Pfizer. They're going to contact them. They're going to threaten them. They're going to blackmail them. And then they're going to write another article. Oh, guys, we're wrong. That's what's going to happen. We saw that report you put out.
We can have a little talk about that, eh?
For the record, this was published on November 8th of this year.
So that phone call is inbound or has already happened then?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I thought it was really interesting that the American Heart Association itself would publish this because, like you guys, I thought they'd be in on it.
It reminds me early on, with Mark Edge, in fact, he was talking about viral load and, you know, and the masks that were being, you know, recommended to be worn at the time. And there was like one scientific study early on that basically said, like, you know, no difference, mask or unmasked. We did the test.
Right.
And then like that was like the source material. And within weeks, that article had been deleted. The authors wrote a retraction,
right,
and it was like scrubbed as far as like, you know, and no other tests were ever run.
So I think something very similar is going to happen to this. And earlier I was nodding my head because I was working in a cardiac telemetry unit from, I think, July to recently. So I was working there like during the pandemic, like right after COVID, but like before the vaccines were being administered to even healthcare workers before there was a vaccine and afterwards. And we were seeing a huge uptick in first-time people with heart attacks, stroke, all sorts of cardiac illnesses, first-time people that were completely healthy. A lot of them were older. But I had one woman who was, like, completely distraught, and everybody thought she was just, like, really confused. And but I took the time. She was very scared, too. And I took the time, and I just kind of, like, spent some time with her, and I talked to her. And she was like, nobody's listening to me. All the doctors and all the nurses think I'm crazy. But I'm telling you, before I came here, I wasn't on any medications. I never had any medical history. I'm a completely healthy person. Yes, I'm older. But nothing like this has ever happened to me before.
Yep.
and all of a sudden she's really sick, and they're like, she was almost into the ICU. Like, they literally thought that she was going to die. And this was maybe 2 weeks after she got her second dose.
And there's a lot in the leftist media that will say, well, that would have happened anyway. It has nothing to do with...
603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Angie's List is now Angie, and getting your to-do list done just got easier. Between back to school and with the holidays around the corner, it can feel like there's no time to tackle home projects. Whether you need help with emergency repairs or major upgrades, Angie matches you with top local pros who can get the job done right. Browse reviews, see upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Save time for what matters most. Book your next project at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
We'll be right back. yes, you too can have your voice replicated to something like a couple hundred radio stations and thousands of internet streams. If you would just dial 603-283-6160 to join in this conversation tonight here on Free Talk Live. In the studio, I am your host, the Lord Reverend Dr. Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Nikki.
And Richie Rich.
Welcome back, Richie Rich. I feel like I haven't seen you in
I'm not here every Sunday. Right. And the last time I was here, it was your night off.
I was on vacation. Yeah. I took a little journey. I was on walkabout.
No.
Yes. I drove like almost 3,500 miles.
Wow.
Like round trip.
Okay.
Know, not.
That's still halfway across the country.
Kind of. Yeah. I had fun. So, at any rate, it is Free Talk Live. We were just talking about I can't really call it an article. It was a release from the American Heart Association Journal, ahajournals.org, where they conclude that the mRNA vaccines dramatically increase vascular events following vaccinations. Their conclusion, using patients that were participating in an 8-year study, according to the article. So I've gone ahead. If you're not following us, go to social.freetalklive.com. Get on our social media. It'll be posted there. And you can read the full article for yourself. It is a lot of medical terminology. So if you don't have somebody, you know, in your friend circle or your family that's, you know, in the medical industry, go find somebody to help you decipher some of these words. But or just, you know, get intimate with the dictionary.
Just take Captain Kickass's word for it when he read the conclusion about what's going on.
I read their conclusion. Yeah. So, you know, it's their conclusion, not mine. I just thought it was really interesting. I wanted to get it out on the radio that the American Heart Association is saying these vaccines are responsible for the uptick in all of these heart conditions.
Here's another thing. Go archive that article. Like, screenshot it, print it, save it as a PDF.
I have a feeling that's going to be taken down soon.
Or not only taken down, or edited it, right? And then memory hold.
Yep, they're going to throw that one down the memory hole. Goodbye.
But you know what?
I'm not surprised because I knew this was happening because I literally saw it firsthand and I had other nurses come to me because they kind of knew where I stood regarding, you know, my distrust of the vaccines and what is going on here. So they kind of just like pulled me aside and they're like, hey, like, have you been noticing like all of these people who are like newly ill that have literally just gotten the vaccine days ago? And then I kind of, like, put my feelers out and was just, like, looking through medical records of, like, patients that were, you know, like, I wasn't doing anything bad. Like, they were my patients that I was taking care of. So I had, you know, legal access to these records.
Yeah.
And I was just doing, you know, like, a little overview, like, when they got vaccinated and what their, like, recent past medical status was and what their new medical status was. And I saw a lot of similarities.
Yeah.
A lot of, like, our strokes are going way up. Our heart attacks going way up.
And that's just part of the new normal.
Yeah, and now they're putting out propaganda saying that, oh, parents need to know the signs and symptoms of a stroke because it's normal for children to have a stroke. Oh, it's normal for kids to have heart attacks.
No, it is not.
In no world is that normal. It's not normal. Your kids should not be having heart attacks.
Or strokes.
That's, like, almost unheard of. That's, like, a... older people, like 60 plus, is generally the age range that you see that kind of thing in.
For the
not
record,
little kids.
Since we do archive Free Talk Live, we could just say right now that prior to 2020, these were not normal occurrences in children.
Right.
No.
Strokes, heart attack, like that. Not normal, everyday occurrences.
Still happened. Right.
There are exceptions.
Right. Those are the exceptions.
Yes. But it would be a rare thing.
Right.
For, you know, a fifth grader to know somebody in their class with a heart condition.
Yeah.
You know, or they had a stroke or something like that. It's also amazing to me to just elaborate on your point. even with all the variants and, you know, can they even, like, I don't even know if they've ever isolated COVID in the first place. So if they've never isolated COVID in the first place, how do they know that there's a variant of it? How can they
tell? Because they're making it up.
Right? I don't understand, like, you know, how this stuff comes about. But even, let's just say that they got some scientists and they're doing the sciencey thing and they've, okay, there are variants and stuff. COVID still has over a 99% survival rate. Right? If you get it, you're 99%, over 99% chance you're just going to get over it. So people are literally trading in a cough, a sneeze, a runny nose, a temperature, some chills, you know, some flu-like symptoms for children with strokes, for, you know, cardiac problems, for heart attacks, for, why on earth would you trade those for each other?
I saw this meme and it said, how did we go from saving grandma to children dying?
Yeah.
Like, how did we make that leap from, like, we're trying to save the elderly to, whatever, if little Timmy has a, you know, whatever.
Baby steps.
Yeah.
Baby steps and mission creep.
Yeah.
Right? From the beginning, pointed out here on this program, right? It's not just going to be 2 weeks. This is the start of something bigger, and here we are.
Yeah, and the other telling thing to me, the indicator, if you will, is who is, I'm asking you guys, Nikki, Richie, Rich, what country is the most tyrannical when it comes to the COVID stuff?
Australia, probably, is what Australia. It seems like.
Yeah. Now, normally, in world news, that kind of a thing, you know, pick your news outlet, you know, I don't, if it's RT, if it's NBC, if it's, you know, I don't care, whatever your outlet is. Take your outlet. Normally, if there's one country that is far more tyrannical than the other countries, then the countries who are less tyrannical, their news outlets generally call them out on it.
Yeah.
But we don't see that with Australia. No one, zero of these national, international news outlets are calling out Australia for their obviously tyrannical crackdown.
It's a test case.
Yeah, they want to do the same exact thing.
Yeah. That's what it is. How much,
listeners out there?
How much can they? This is how it all starts, right? How much can some other country get away with there, and then the politicians here try to bring that nonsense here?
Yep. Right? Monkey see, monkey do. Well, and you know, some people might, you know, when they get into situations that they dislike, or if they encounter people that they dislike, they might consider violence. Now, here at Free Talk Live, we believe in the non-aggression principle.
Which is not non-violence.
Which is not non-violence, but it is to say that violence is only okay in self-defense.
Sure.
And then in self-defense, fine, be violent. You know, if you got to protect yourself, your family, or your friend, whatever, you know, violence is just fine in self-defense only. It's kind of like back in kindergarten, you know, and you know, you and little Timmy are getting into a fight, and the teacher's like, well, who started it? Well, it was little Timmy. Okay, well, little Timmy, you're the one who's, you know, going to the corner or whatever. But coming up, we're going to talk about a lady who turned to violence in the form of an attempt to hire a hitman online. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live next.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Omicron, the new COVID variant, has now been identified in Europe after it was recently discovered in South Africa.
Dr. Anthony Fauci tells CBS the best protection against it hasn't changed.
When you have these moving parts, the best way you can get to where you want to go is to just say, we're going to vaccinate as many people as we can, we're going to get as many people boosted as we can, and we're going to get that level down.
Former Prime Minister Gordon Brown is criticizing other nations for failing to deliver enough COVID vaccines to undeveloped nations.
Whatever happens to this particular variant, we've got to realize that our failure to vaccinate the rest of the world is not only causing deaths in Africa and Asia, Latin America and other parts of the world, but is going to come back to haunt us.
A U.S. travel ban begins tomorrow. This is USA Radio News. Thieves in California and Minnesota continued to target retailers with swarms of masked people making off with merchandise during the holiday weekend. Police arrested four individuals who were suspected of being involved in a flash mob theft worth at least $400 worth of goods at a Home Depot store in Lakewood, California. On Friday, around eight males entered the store and stole various sledgehammers, crowbars, and hammers. Cities throughout California and elsewhere have seen similar crimes marked by an organized group of people suddenly descending on the store, stealing items quickly, and then making a getaway. On Saturday, security guard Kevin Nishida died from a gunshot wound he sustained while protecting a TV crew in Oakland, California. The crew was reporting on a robbery that involved 12 thieves raiding a clothing store. On Black Friday, a group of 30 people swarmed through a Best Buy store in Minnesota, stealing electronics before police arrived. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Yes, welcome back. Thank you for tuning in to the Sunday Night Edition. Free Talk Live. The telephone number here in the studio, if you'd like to join us, 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain,
Nikki,
and Richie Rich.
Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. You can go there now and click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find all sorts of valuable information neatly organized to suit your needs. There's no longer any excuse for you to ignore this important and world-changing information. If you're already a knowledgeable crypto user, you can check out news.bitcoin.com and get the latest headlines of all the news that's relevant to you. Bitcoin.com is your source for everything crypto, like getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a very slick and easy-to-use website. Please visit Bitcoin.com. All right, so at the end of the last segment, we told you that we were going to talk about a woman who tried to hire a hitman online. But that's not really the full scope of
this
the picture.
This is dark web stuff, right? Silk Road, you need cryptocurrencies and the bitcoins to...
No, it's far more superficial than that. It's okay. Not, yeah. It's not one of those, like, you've got to know the secrets of the internet in order to go... No. This is from... And you brought this in, Richie Rich. This is from... Where is it from?
Greenwich.
Oh, GreenwichTime.com. A Michigan woman tried to hire an assassin online at rentahitman.com.
Is that a real website?
Well, we're not going to go to it from this studio. That's all I'm clear about.
Fine, I'll do that on my personal time.
Yeah, maybe fire up a VPN before you do it.
Oh, yeah. I already got that covered.
I thought about Anyways. That. When I saw the article, I thought about it. I'm like, can we check this out? Like, on air, can we actually go to rentahitman and just see what... And I'm like, no.
You got bad reviews from that idea?
Well, I didn't even pitch it to anybody. I just internally thought it through. I went, nope, not from this studio.
Yeah, no, that would be a bad idea.
Not when they're already monitoring during the comings and goings of this studio.
However, the fact that a website exists that is rentahitman.com, like, at first you're like, that's amazing, but like, also, is it real?
It's just a dude with all his Hitman video games and he just lends them out to people. That's all it is.
I thought maybe it was the retired WWE wrestler, Bret the Hitman Hart.
Okay, yeah.
He might even be dead, I don't know.
No, he's not.
Okay, maybe it was him, like, yeah. Could rent him.
Yeah, book the Hitman.
Rent the Hitman.com. Yeah. You know,
come to your kid's birthday party or something.
But, no, did you want to take this one, Richie?
Ah, sure. So part of that headline was, now she's going to prison. Seething and vengeful, Wendy Wine was on the lookout for the professional killer she meant to hire as she waited inside a southeastern Michigan cafe in July of 2020. Wine wanted her ex-husband dead, but she didn't want to murder him herself and didn't know anyone she trusted to do it for her. So she did what a lot of people would do when they have a job they can't or don't want to do themselves. She searched for help on the internet.
I love how they phrase that.
Let's go to the Googler.
talk to Uncle Google.
Yeah, I've got a former boss of mine who calls it the Googler. Let's go to the Googler and see if we can find some information.
So she searched for help on the internet on rentahitman.com.
It's like she's looking for a plumber.
Rentaplumber.com.
Now, do you suppose that she thought to herself, I wonder if there's anything at rentahitman.com specifically, or if she went to like a search engine and was like, rent a hitman and rentahitman.com.
What search engine gives you that search result?
I would try, but I'm here in the studio, and I'm not about to do that from here.
Understood. It's rhetorical. What Wine found was presumably reassuring. The website promised her confidentiality. It boasted of industry awards. It showed off testimony of satisfied customers.
This is like every sales pitch website you've ever seen.
Yeah, it's just the generic site.
Act now and you'll get 30% off.
Including one satisfied customer, including one from Laura S., who'd caught my husband cheating with the babysitter.
This is like, oh my gosh.
This is why we saved the fun stuff.
Now, this next part is kind of the thing that made me go, okay, something's rotten in Denmark here.
Okay.
So go ahead.
The website bragged about complying with HIPAA, H-I-P-P-A, which it defined as the Hitman Information Privacy and Protection Act of 1964.
So, if you work in a corporate environment, HIPAA is the Health Care Information Protection.
Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, HIPAA.
Right.
The law passed in 1996 to protect patients' medical information. The trouble for Wine was that rentahitman.com is a fake website.
Oh, no. No way.
You're kidding me. It's not real?
It's not ran by the police?
Actually, that's what it is, a real website, apparently.
Apparently.
Not that I've gone there myself or anything, but...
She did find some information
there. She was
able
to go... The website is a real website in that it exists.
Right.
But it's not actually performing the business that it claims to be performing.
And it's not run by Guido Fanelli.
No, it's actually run by his brother, Anthony.
As if there couldn't be like a more cliche Italian name for hitman.
Guido and Anthony.
Right. But by Bob Innes, a 54-year-old Northern California man who forwards any serious inquiries to law enforcement.
To what?
What a rat.
Law enforcement.
What? Why would he do such a thing? Oh, this is a sniff site.
Which means you might be able to go to it at this point, right? Like, maybe it's okay because it's just you don't put any information in. So we
probably just wouldn't.
We know who the registrar is.
I wouldn't recommend it. Don't go to this website.
Just saying.
Err on the side of caution.
Fair enough. Just saying. And it's launched the site 16 years ago as part of it. So it's been around.
I wonder, like, how old it looks, you know? Like, is it the old website-looking thing, or is it, like, does it have a newer feel to it, you know?
So,
because like the newer websites all have like the three dashes on the top for a lot more, you know what I mean? Like all the new websites have a certain style to them, but the old websites were like kind of all over the place.
I think what makes me feel old is when I picture the old websites, I picture like the HTML websites from the 90s.
Right.
And like 16 years ago was still 2005.
Oh, God. How I feel. Thanks, Richard.
I'm sorry.
Had to be that guy. Come on.
It went through my head, too, because I'm like, no, it can't be the old site because it's from 2005.
Ancient history. Free Talk Live.
He launched it as part of an internet security business that never went anywhere. Instead, it served as a honeypot of sorts, attracting people who want to hire professional killers.
Oh, my God.
For wine, it didn't go well.
Oh, no, you don't say. Surprise!
There's a lot of Captain Obvious going on here. She was arrested within days of seeking out an assassin and pleaded guilty earlier this month to solicitation of murder and using a computer to commit a crime. Under her plea agreement, she faces at least 9 years in prison when she's sentenced in January.
Wow.
Imagine being married to this lady.
Why?
Because she is trying to kill her ex-husband?
Yeah.
You know, I mean that's kind of...
No, I don't want to imagine that, but also... Like, filling out a form on a website, does that really constitute a crime, according to, the non-aggression principle?
The intent is there. I don't know, like, I would feel bad for this lady, because she kind of got set up. But on the other hand, she was trying to murder somebody, and she must be, you know, I don't want to be mean, but she sounds like an idiot if she fell for this. Rentahitman.com,
understood.
Come on.
Understood. Just trying to think, like, I'm trying to think of Captain's question.
Yes, the intent is obviously there, but generally speaking, my definition of a crime, which is derived mostly from maritime law, is a person or property must be harmed.
And it sounds like nobody was harmed here, so I kind of get your point.
You don't have to wait to actually be harmed to defend yourself against it.
That's true. I guess we are talking about a threat, and likely a credible one, based on the actions that have been taken. So, we'll talk more about, and there's more to this article, too. We'll talk more about rentahitman.com here on Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160, if you'd like to voice your thoughts. More Free Talk Live is next.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com, and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Free Talk Live. What is Free Talk Live? Well, we're a live call-in radio, broadcast radio talk program, nationally syndicated. Also streaming on several websites and platforms, etc. and so on. Where you can call in and take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. The telephone number in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Nikki.
And Richard Rich.
If you're a jilted lover and you want to off your significant other, you should not go to rentahitman.com.
We have a brave soul out there who went to the website and sent me screenshots.
Oh, really? Yeah. Can you describe it to us?
Again, it's a newer website. It's got the little hamburger menu.
Okay.
Nice little color scheme.
So it's kind of up to date. It's not like an old leftover 90s, early aughts kind of thing.
Not one of those. And you can actually leave a Yelp review. So if you like what you've seen here and are happy with our services, feel free to leave a Yelp review. Thank you, Guido.
Does it show how many stars they have?
No, I'm also not clicking on that.
Right. I don't blame you.
But five stars.
I wonder if you could go to Yelp, right, and check out rentahitman.com and see if that pops up.
Oh.
Right. Would it be bad if I did that?
I don't know. We're on shaky ground.
Yeah, you
know, I know, so maybe not.
I don't.
I'm just curious. I just want to see. Yes. Maybe later.
Yes.
Maybe at somebody else's house.
You can be curious for 5 to 10 in a moment.
Curiosity killed the cat. So, we were talking about this lady, Mrs. Wine, Miss Wine, arguably.
Sure.
Ms. Wine? I don't know.
Ms. Now.
Mrs. Past Tense.
Who's age 52, apparently, so a little older than I am, which means she's probably not all that technologically adept.
You know, you would have to not be to fall for this.
I'm on the top end of the technology curve for my age group.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean, like, you know, compared to people who are younger than me, I'm definitely not at the top of their technological edge,
yep,
if you will. So, yeah, I could see somebody 50.
I don't do the TikToks either.
Yeah, I could see the 50.
Hey,
how come Instagram isn't a cocaine vending machine? I don't understand.
It should be. Libertarian paradise. It absolutely should be.
So there's more to this article.
Yes. So as you said, Wine 52 is not the only one who's gotten stuck in Innes' digital trap. About 650 to 700 people have contacted him since he first registered the website in 2005.
700 people.
Eh, for 16 years old, I mean, that seems like a large number, but I don't, you know.
Okay.
How many hits does a normal website get, kind of a thing? Including some 400.
How many hits?
Oh, yeah. Rimshot that one. Some 400 who like wine filled out his service request form, which requires users to give their names, email addresses, and phone numbers, along with same information of their targets.
Okay, so I'm just going to go back to the first rule of the Internet. What was it?
Don't use your real name on
Don't use your real stuff online because, you know, people will steal it and use it for purposes that you don't want them using it.
It was a lot cooler back then when everyone had a handle instead.
Yeah.
Right.
That's where Captain Kickass comes from.
Right. And then Facebook came along and made everyone like ID verify and you have to use your real name.
Unless you're just starting a new Facebook account.
Okay. Yeah, we've been over that. But eventually they catch up to you.
Yeah.
Or they try to.
There are, however, still something like, I think, over 1,000 Richard Craniums on the Facebook.
But Facebook, the social media, is, I think, is what destroyed the handles.
Yes.
Right? Facebook and then Twitter to get your blue check mark. You have to have your real name on there.
Right.
I don't want a blue check mark, so joke's on them.
I wanted to open a Twitter account where my name, first name blue, last name check mark.
Okay. And you haven't done this because?
I closed my Twitter account.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I didn't need a sock account. I'm sorry, I've interrupted your story, Richard.
That's okay.
Go ahead.
No, it was relevant.
Tangent.
Innes vets the entries, which comes in at a clip of about 8 to 10 a month these days. That still seems like a lot.
Just when you think there might be some hope for humankind, you find out there's a bunch of wannabe murderous MFers who are apparently stupid enough to go to rentahitman.com to try and fulfill their murderous intentions.
Like, do people think that this is a normal service? Like, people, do they not realize that this is something that you would have to, like, you know, go to the dark web for, or, you know, they just think that it's like finding a plumber?
Well, like we were talking about a little bit during the break, there's plenty of older people that fall for scams all the time. And so if it's that age range of people who are like looking for this service, maybe they don't know enough about it. So the good news, he tosses the crank entries. So at least some of those, right, are just people. I'm sure he's going to get a lot more now.
Right. So again, if Richard Cranium went to this site and filled out their form, first name Richard, last name Cranium, you know, Richard Cranium at richardcranium.com for the email address, he might toss that one out, is what you're saying?
Maybe. But if he can verify the existence of the person requesting the hitman and the target they want murdered, he forwards the information to one of Rent-A-Hitman's 17,985 field operatives, which just so happens to be the approximate number of law enforcement agencies in the country.
What?
So this guy isn't a cop that we're aware of.
No.
But yet
started a security service back in the day, and then this was what became
And now he's literally farming leads to law enforcement for potential murder for hires.
Right. And so all of a sudden, I'm like, I don't know how I feel about this guy.
Yeah, me neither.
All these years later, he's still a little dumbfounded people don't realize this site is bogus. I don't get it, Innes told the Washington Post. People are just stupid.
I mean, round of applause to this guy for coming to the conclusion that, yes, people are indeed just stupid.
And as a quote to the Washington Post, so that, you know, Innes launched his website not as a way to catch criminals, but as a possible business venture. From 2003 to 2005, he studied network security and was considering opening a business that would test a company's online infrastructure for vulnerabilities. He was also collecting domain names in the hopes of reselling them for a profit. With both of those ventures in mind, he registered rentahitman.com on February 5th, 2005, playing on a double meaning of the word hit, which can refer to attacking a system as well as online views.
Oh, I see.
Get it now.
He's thinking about, like, white hat. hackers, right, and testing a system.
Like pen testing.
Right, yeah. Okay, that I get the double entendre.
As a wordsmith yourself.
Well, yeah, semi-wordsmith.
In June of that year, he was getting ready to graduate from Empire College School of Business in Santa Rosa, California, and decided to put the domain up for auction. When he received no serious offers, Innes let the site languish.
Wait, wait. Does that mean he received some non-serious offers? Like, I'll give you a dollar for your website.
I mean, I might throw that out there, you know, just to see. You got to start the negotiation somewhere if you really want the site. He left it on autopilot and forgot about it. Then in 2008, Innes opened up the inbox for all email accounts tied to the website. He found 250 to 300 that had amassed, most of them asking, most of them one-liners asking questions. How much for services? Do you operate in this or that country? How much would you charge to take out so-and-so?
I just have...
Are you hiring?
I have the echo of Ron Popeil, the founder of Ronco.
Yes.
Set it and forget it.
Yes.
I like the are you hiring one.
Right. That's why I wanted to get that one out. Are you hiring? Considering a career in...
Are you trying to moonlight, Nikki?
I mean, no.
I know you got your own business, and then you do this, and, you know, you've got some medical training.
We'll see how desperate I get.
Really branching out, huh?
That would be quite the dichotomy, right? Like, nurse by day.
Life and death. Don't worry, listeners, I'm not qualified.
Let's hope it doesn't come to that.
These people were serious, and it said, I wasn't really prepared for any of that. He closed the inbox and did nothing, because none of the messages sounded any alarms. Then, in 2010, he got an email from a woman named Helen. In her message, Helen said she was from the UK, but stranded in Canada. Her situation was urgent. Several people had built her out of her father's inheritance, and she wanted revenge by killing three of them. Innes was in Los Angeles helping his brother move when he received her first message in the morning. He didn't do anything, but then a second email hit his inbox around 4 p.m. When he finally got in front of a computer, he verified the names and addresses of the people Helen wanted killed.
Okay, this sounds like a really poor written plot to, like, a CBS, you know, produced drama show made for TV, or maybe even a Lifetime Network, movie, something like
that. Those are coming for Christmas, man.
603-283-6160. Have you considered hiring a hitman to take out your ex?
Or being a hitman.
Hour number two of Free Talk Live is coming up.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.